Catherine alludes to it in her newsletter. It's been in my mind as well. The sense of New Year beginning as a sort of start of another journey. And we often do talk about it. We talk about life as a journey, and that's a lot. And it's often focused when we come to New Year. And another thing I always think about, and I mentioned earlier, is the way our brains like to make connections between things. And mine always does. You know, you see something and that sparks off something else. Oh, I'll go and look this up. It brings back a memory or a smell or something. And I think our brains are always trying to do that. And as I was preparing for this quite a while ago before Christmas, I got the idea of journey in my mind. And as we can see in our, you probably can't see, but you'll be able to see when you come up to communion, the crib scene. And because it's gold, frankincense and myrrh, we sort of think of three wise men. Doesn't actually say it's three wise men, but that's how we often think of it. And so my brain started making a connection, and it connected with this book. I don't know if you can see Three Men in a Boat. Have other people read it? Yeah, I think it's a great book. I've read it a few times. It's not the greatest novel or literature, but there are many things I think do recommend it. I enjoy travel type writing. I have a sense of humour. Ali needs a sense of humour living with me as well. But so it has a journey in it. Three men are going on a boat trip on the River Thames. And it's quite disjointed in places, you know, it's sort of episodes and funny things are brought in or historical bits and pieces are brought up. But I always find it a good read. And some of the humour is very up to date. People think, oh, because it was 1889, it's so out of date. You know, we're sophisticated, we're more. But there's a lot of humour in it that we'd really sort of laugh aloud at as well. And so, as I was thinking about connections, I was still starting to think, are there any things I could connect between Three Men in a Boat and the Three Wise Men? They're very different stories. I mean, one's hundreds of pages long and one's just a few verses in the Bible. But anyway, I had a go and I thought I'd share some of my thoughts on it. So in both cases, there's a purpose to the journey. Jerome K. Jerome, as he's referred to in this book, has two friends, and their lives seem to be in a bit of a rut. They're making themselves ill with every ailment you could imagine because they're bored, they're overworked, they're stressed, and so they're trying to get away from it all for a while, a chance to relax and get refreshment and be reinvigorated to go on. So the wise men were also on a journey of discovery, but there was a quest, but they were looking for something far more valuable and precious because their mission, their journey, was to lead them to a new king that they'd heard about. And they wanted to bring gifts to offer reverence and worship to him. So we've got both, okay, so we've got journeys with a purpose. But in both accounts, we also know that they need some sense of guidance. In Three Men in a Boat, they've got guidebooks. They can talk about it together. They've got maps. And of course, if you're going on a river journey, you've got the course of the river, haven't you, that's going to sort of naturally determine where you're going to go. It's probably the same if you're in canals, you know. The canals are going to lead you in one way, or back again. But the wise men, their sense of guidance was rather different. They'd done some research. They were anticipating someone coming. And then we hear about a bright star leading them. And to be honest, we don't quite understand what that means, but obviously from the text, it's a sign of divine guidance. God was going to lead them directly. So he does it by the star. He also does it through the use of scriptures by the teachers of the law and the priests in Jerusalem when they get there. And then later on, there's another type of guidance that comes in the form of a dream. And sometimes we sort of limit the way that God could guide us, I think. God can be quite creative and imaginative in how he directs our paths. It can be a verse from Scripture, but it can be through other ways too. So I think in both cases, it also reveals something of human nature and human positive virtues. Because we find that people can be quite determined. They can be quite resilient. They're not easily put off. They just persist with what they're doing, and they go through all kinds of hardship. And the thought of traveling by camel would certainly seem like a hard journey to me, and I think I would be shaken and pretty stirred up inside if I had. Some of you might have had a ride on a camel. It looks absolutely awful to me. If it hasn't spat at you or bit you and you climb on back and the wobbling around you're going to do. And on a boat trip also, there are all kinds of the weather and all kinds of other things can be hazards. But in both cases, what can help them is that they have each other. They're not traveling alone. And the three wise men, they might have been a whole sort of camel train, mightn't it? Might have been, you know, porters and all kinds of people as well. And then the three men had each other and they had the dog as well. I don't know if he was a help really, but he was with them too. So they had a journey with a purpose. They had guidance. Their human, some good points are shown up. They're doing it together. And in a sense, they need that because often on journeys, the unexpected can happen. In the book I brought, it's often done to comic effect. But the three wise men, their journey sort of took a bit of an unexpected and rather sinister twist when they went to what would have been the obvious place to go, looking for a king, so they go to the royal palace. And I think it must be one of those situations, I don't know if you've done it, you walk into a room and you think, ah, I wish I hadn't done that. And you think, how do you get out? Do you try and walk back slowly or do you just sort of brazen it out? And when I think about the story of Herod, we know it has terrible consequences. And yet, having been to the theatre in Shrewsbury last Monday with grandchildren, I can't help thinking Herod would be quite a good pantomime villain. Because I know it's not right, I'm not trying to trivialise it, but these sort of things go through my mind when I make connections. Because he's someone you would want to boo and hiss at, isn't it? Because he's just like evil. And yet they've walked into this situation. So it probably wasn't really what they expected. So we could think about some of those points as we start our new year as a journey. So yes, we are starting on this new year, and it could be a journey. But anyway, we're on our way now. But we could think, what's the purpose of the year? What am I looking for? What am I trying to do? See, for some people, it's going to be, I want to lose weight. For some people, their journey is going to be, I want to be richer at the end of the year than I am at the beginning. I want that promotion. I want to have this or that. But I wonder if we share that purpose the three wise men had. Are we looking for Jesus throughout this year? Is he our goal? Is doing, walking his way, following him? Is that going to be our purpose for the year? And there may be people who think, I just don't know really what my purpose in life is. There might be lots of people looking for purpose, but perhaps meeting Jesus is the purpose they're looking for. I think he is the one who gives life purpose that we won't find from anywhere else. And we will get a satisfaction and sense of reason for our journey all the more. But we're going to have guidance on our way. You may find guidance from Catherine's or David's or Peter's, or don't know about mine, but our sermons or the newsletter reflections, they might help you in some way. But there are lots of other voices trying to guide you at this time of year. The newspapers are full of it. There'll be all kinds of reviews looking at the year ahead and how you can achieve this, how you can do that, and you know how to fulfill all kinds of things. But do we actively seek God's guidance? Do we make space in our lives to listen to him? See, if I go in the car, there's no point if I need help, if I leave the Atlas in the glove compartment and I turn the sat-nav off. They're only going to be used if we use it. Likewise, things like the Bible is only going to be used to us if we actually open it, refer to it, and read it, and know where to find things. But we will know, and many of us have experienced, that life is not always easy. And sometimes we are going to need determination, endurance. Might need a sense of humor. It can help. And I'm always amazed after some of the natural disasters you see at the resilience of the human spirit in the way people rebuild communities after completely devastating floods and earthquakes. There is something very human about picking ourselves up, dusting ourselves off, and getting on with it. And we will probably all have to learn to do that. And we may have that within us, and we may not have. But I think the Bible can inspire us, because sometimes we sort of feel we shouldn't pray for ourselves. We should be praying for other people. It's selfish to pray for ourselves. Well, I think if I pray for myself, is it because I want the wrong things? But we will find any number of cases in the Bible where people pray for God's protection. They pray for God's help. They pray for God to increase their wisdom or their faith. There are things that you can pray for yourself. Because if there's one thing you can be sure of, unexpected things can happen. And the journey during the year may not be plain sailing. But then we're on this journey together, three wise men, three men in a boat. I'm not going to count you all up, but in a sense, we are in this together. It's a journey we're going to be on. And we can have that common purpose to worship Jesus, that we want to bring ourselves, to bring our gifts, our hearts to him. So we can encourage, support, help each other when we need it. So those are some simple things we can remember. Now, I came on Christmas Day, and poor Catherine was probably a bit deflated because she asked people, have they brought any Christmas presents to show? And it was like astounding. I don't think anyone had had a single present. We hadn't. We had ours much later in the day. So, talking about connections, I thought I'd bring you some of my presents just to show off. Well, not really, but I was looking at them, and they seemed to remind me of some of the things I've been talking about. So, I had a lovely book given to me. It's probably in the sense of guiding my life or offering me advice. It says, Letters to the Human Race from the Cat. There's probably, I haven't read it yet, but probably all kinds of tips how I should be leading my life to the benefit of the cat. To be honest, I don't know how useful that is going to be in guiding my life in 2025. I'm hoping there are going to be better sources of guidance. Can you think of any sources of guidance that might be better for me? The Bible. Spot on. That's a really good one. I think sometimes God guides us through each other because we can prompt each other. Sometimes there are jobs that need doing in church and you sort of think, oh, I couldn't do that. And someone says, that could be you. So when you see the job adverts on the newsletter and things, you might think, well, that's not for me. But you could also think, who could I just have a little word in their ear and guide them? But yes, the Bible does guide us, but God can guide us in all kinds of ways as well. So some advice you're going to hear is good. Some of it's not really, is it? So something Elsa had, was vital at this time of year. Screen wash. See, not all presents have to be fun. Some of them are really useful. At this time of year, I need that on my car windscreen very often. And so that makes me reflect on, I need to see Jesus more clearly. And I need to make sure I keep myself cleansed and clean. We've thought about that already in our service. And I'm of a certain generation, certain of age, because it makes me think of a song. I shouldn't really sing because I've got a sore throat. But I need to use this whenever I need it. And so I thought of, day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray. To see thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, follow thee more nearly, day by day. Spot on. So it makes a connection with me. So if I think of screen wash, I can think about cleaning the windscreen. I can think about my life and wanting to see Jesus more clearly as well. Someone has left their coffee here. And it's a plain white mug. What an opportunity missed. Not one, but two mugs. What kind friends and family we've got. Because a mug can carry a message as well. And this one's, I love the colours, and it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a future filled with hope. That's a wonderful message for me to have at the beginning of year. Thinking of, so if God's going to direct me, it's going to be good directions. And this one says, trust in the Lord, and he shall direct your paths. And so I thought, oh, perhaps God does want me to talk about guidance this morning. And so with God being brought into it, a cup of coffee can be much more than just a cup of coffee, can't it? It's not just a drink. It can refresh and invigorate your soul as well. Now, I had a lovely present. I needed a jacket to try and keep warm in the winter. So that does a good job. It does protect me. But it also reminds me that when I go out, and on a day like today, or almost any day, I'm a sort of just-in-case person. So I always think, I'm going in the car, I'm going to put a coat in just in case. Unexpected things will happen. You think it's going to be a great day, and it isn't. I went to bed last night expecting, well, you know, was it going to be 8 inches, a foot, or more of snow? And, I mean, around Whitchurch, it's the same as here, hardly anything. Thank you. But it also reminds me that from the Bible, it says, all of you who are baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Jesus Christ. It's as if he's something we carry. He's with us the whole time. Now, in my life, every day I get dressed. It might be different in your house, but I put clothes on every day. And so it can remind me that every day I'm putting clothes on, but since Jesus is with me as well. I may not have all of you with me every day, but each one of us can have Jesus with us. And just one last thing I was going to mention. I like puzzles as well as Catherine, and Ali does as well. So I was given one of these games. It's an escape room game. And so that reminded me of quite a few things, because sometimes we think, you know, life's a bit of a puzzle or it's hard. But there's a satisfaction in solving hard things, isn't there? And, you know, together we can do it. And this game seemed to sum up quite a few things, because it's not something you do by yourself, you do it together. And there's a paragraph in the middle I thought was good. This immersive escape room game challenges you and your friends to rescue the bard and his works, based on Shakespeare, I think. Test your skill, logic and cunning, all those sort of human characteristics we might have, and teamwork. Teamwork's most important, as you work together to decode the clues and uncover the truth. And once you've completed your mission, you can re-gift the game so that others can share the experience. So I thought that's thinking beyond ourselves. If we find Jesus a good experience, we can, in a sense, re-gift him, take him out beyond ourselves to others. Because the purpose of our journey isn't just to keep the good news to us within these walls. It is about re-gifting it to a world that might be looking for guidance, it might be looking for purpose, it might be looking for being together with people. We might call that fellowship. But we might just call it being friends as well. There are people who need all that, and we can take that out beyond ourselves to them. So let's pray for a moment. Our loving Father, as we begin this year, we pray that we will know that Jesus is with us always, every day, and help us to turn to you for the resources we need to cope with whatever may crop up. And we thank you that we have each other as well. And so we commit ourselves in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.